VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Face-to-face, U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor warned a top Chinese official on Monday about China's support for Russia and the Ukrainian invasion, even as the Kremlin denied reports it had requested Chinese military equipment to use in the war. U.S. advisor Jake Sullivan and senior Chinese foreign policy advisor Yang Jiechi met in Rome, with the Biden administration increasingly concerned that China is using the Ukraine war to advance Beijing's long-term interests and competition with the United States. Sullivan was seeking clarity on Beijing's posture and was warning the Chinese anew that assistance for Russia, including helping it avert sanctions imposed by the U.S. and Western allies, would be costly for them. Russian forces have continued their assault on Ukraine, firing on suburbs around the capital of Kyiv and attacking other cities, even as the two countries held another round of diplomatic talks. They ended Monday without a breakthrough, but more negotiations are set for Tuesday. At a news conference, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, says that Russian President Vladimir Putin needs to show good faith in the talks with Ukraine.
What we're really looking for is evidence of that. And we're not seeing any evidence at this point that President Putin is doing anything to stop the onslaught.
And the fighting is now in its third week. Thousands of soldiers and civilians have died, and the war has forced more than 2.8 million people to flee Ukraine. Again, at a news conference, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, says that Russian President Vladimir Putin needs to show good faith in peace talks with Ukraine, but it has not happened thus far. Via remote, and this is VOA News. The United Nations chief warned Monday that Russia's war on Ukraine is holding a sword of Damocles over the global economy, especially poor developing countries that face skyrocketing food, fuel, and fertilizer prices and are now seeing their breadbasket being bombed. The Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Russia and Ukraine represent more than half of the world's supply of sunflower oil and about 30% of the world's wheat, and that grain prices have already exceeded those at the start of the Arab Spring and the food riots of 2007 and 8. He told reporters that 45 African and at least developed countries import at least one-third of their wheat from Ukraine and Russia. 18 of them import at least 50%. He added those countries, including Egypt, Congo, Burkina Faso, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. India is bracing for disruption in Russian arms supplies following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's tightrope walk between Moscow and Washington could become more difficult due to a border standoff with China. Up to 60% of Indian defense equipment comes from Russia. Modi has so far avoided voting against Russia at the United Nations or criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. Beijing could pressure Moscow to downgrade its ties with India. U.S. President Joe Biden has publicly spoken about unresolved differences with India over the Ukraine issue, but he is building ties with New Delhi under the Indo-Pacific Security Alliance, known as the Quad, that also includes Japan and Australia. Iran has reportedly suspended talks with Saudi Arabia in the wake of a mass execution. AP correspondent Walter Radcliffe.
Iranian state-linked media reports that country has decided to suspend talks aimed at defusing tensions with regional rival Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia reportedly put to death 81 people, a group that activists believe included over three dozen Shiites. Iran is the largest Shiite Muslim country in the world. Saudi Arabia's Shiites have long complained of being treated as second-class citizens. Saudi Arabia's executions of Shiites have stirred regional unrest in the past. I'm Walter Radcliffe.
The stealth Omicron variant is fueling China's biggest COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years, with 1,337 local cases tallied across the mainland. The majority were in far northeastern Jilin province, which banned most people from leaving the province and mobilized military reservists to help keep order and get residents tested. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.